rocking out today. This is awesome. I love it. Welcome back to the post-wedding edition of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your guest host today, Joe Zepecki. Hopefully, in the next half hour, we're going to be joined by my better half.
Yes.
And we're going to have a little fun. Melissa Baldoff, if you're out there, we're ready for you whenever you're ready. Before we get her, though, some other reporting over the weekend caught my eye. It was a big weekend, a lot of fun. Definitely was able to unplug and kind of, you know, celebrate my wife. Celebrate.
Who had a birthday and Kristen's
birthday.
Wedding.
Celebrate Kristen and Michael, which was all great. But I just can't help myself. I've always got one eye on the news. And, you know, we've got elections this year.
Coming up fast.
Coming up real fast. Yeah. I mean, we're under 80 days at this point until election day. And given how many people vote by mail, we're like 30 days away from people starting to vote.
Wow, that's crazy to think of it that way.
Wild.
Yeah.
And so for the lesser known candidates, this is the time to really make yourself known. If you're not really known statewide and you win your primaries, like say Tim Michaels did, this is the time you really want people to understand who you are. And so our friends at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel are paying attention. Basically everything Michaels does as a candidate for governor is under the microscope. Everything he's done in his professional life, in his career, it's all fair game.
Oh, yeah.
That's the deal. You put yourself out there, you run for an office like governor, you're going to get some scrutiny. And so this article that I noticed from Dan Bice, GOP candidate Tim Michaels now asking for $20,000 donations, breaking earlier $500 limit. Now, Jane, you look a little confused over there.
I thought that he was beholden to no one.
That's right.
And was self-funding his campaign and therefore would be, you know, owed by only him.
That's right. So we're just going to read right from this really important piece by Dan Bice of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Now that Republican gubernatorial candidate Tim Michaels has won the GOP nomination for governor, the multimillionaire construction executive has a new message. He needs your money. During the primary, Michaels repeatedly emphasized that he was not accepting donations from any individual for more than $500. His would be a largely self-funded campaign, along the same lines as that of former Democratic U.S. Senator Herb Kohl, who campaigned on the slogan, "Nobody's senator but yours." Michaels even had an ad called Not Beholden, in which he said he wouldn't be in debt to special interests or big money donors. His campaign said Michaels capped donations at $500 because he is not going to be influenced by anyone in this race. Quote, "I'm not going to owe anyone anything," end quote, Michaels told conservative talk show host Jay Weber on WISN on April 25th. And that's what Michaels did in the primary. He spent about $12 million of his own money. And then on the night that he won the primary, he took it all back. And he said, "Nope, just kidding. I'm going to take contributions up to the legal limit, up to the maximum of $20,000. And as Bice notes, almost nobody paid attention to it.
Right.
There were a few stray tweets. But people need to understand that Michaels is going back on his word. And in this instance, may not be who he wanted you to believe that he was. And, you know, listen, I think people know, but if you don't, I'm a Democratic strategist. What does that mean? It means I've worked on a lot of campaigns. I still have my hands in some things around Democratic campaigns and candidates and issues. And my sort of specialty has been communications. How do you build, you know, a brand for a politician or a candidate? How do you go make that case to voters? And I got to tell you, one of the worst things that you can do as a candidate for office in 2022 is undermine your own brand. And it's just gobsmacking to me. Like, it is political malpractice to say, to put yourself out there for 12 weeks in a primary and say, "I'm not taking any money. I'm not going to be beholden to anybody. I'm an independent voice." And then to, once you've won the first part of the quest, go, "Just kidding.
Didn't mean it.
I didn't really mean it." And I really think this is a problem for Mr. Michaels. I think it's fascinating that later in the story, Bice talked to someone with a trade group, you know, these trade groups and industries, like they're always, you know,
endorsing,
hit up by the politicians, you know, ask for money. So Vice reports one official with a trade group who asked not to be named so he could talk candidly, always a good sign, said his organization didn't know what to think when hit up for cash by a Michaels official. His group was asked to raise more than the $20,000 total. So they're going to these organizations that are ostensibly friendly to a conservative candidate and saying, can you go raise us a bunch of money? We, at the presidential level, that's called bundling, right? You say, can you go get like 100 different people to make the max contribution? That way you have to do it. We don't have to do it, but the money all ends up. And of course, those people who bundle, those people who collect all those big checks have an outsized influence. And what that was, it was like, wait, I thought he was paying for his own campaign. We were told that that was it. Things are different now. And so you've got Michaels, this incredibly wealthy, multi-millionaire candidate for governor who has maybe lived in Wisconsin half the time for the last few years. You know, it's been well widely reported that he's got a mansion in Connecticut, a condo in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. His kids all went to school out east. They've apparently never gone to Wisconsin schools. And so you've got this guy who said, I'm going to hang my hat on being the one that nobody can buy. And then all of a sudden, you go, just kidding. I didn't mean any of it. That is not a good look for a politician of either party, of any party. And it's just really surprising to me. You know, we've seen some of, like, there's some history here among wealthy candidates who run for office. And in fact, I worked for one of them. Mary Burke in 2014 was the Democratic nominee for governor. She's the first woman to lead a major party ticket for governor in the state of Wisconsin's history. Rebecca Clayfish would have been the second. She, of course, lost to Tim Michaels, who's now doing this flip-flopperoo on the amount of money. And when Mary got into the race in 2013, she was very straightforward and direct with donors, with party officials, with, you know, the public, and with reporters. I'm going to put some of my own resources in, but I can't fund this campaign by myself. And in the end, I think she did $5 million out of the about $20 million that we raised and spent as a campaign. But she was consistent. She from day one made clear, I can't do this all by myself. I'm going to need people to contribute, whether it's $5, $50, $500, or $5,000. I'm going to need the support of donors. And so she did that. And we came up a little short in the end, but it wasn't for lack of resources. It was a tough political environment. There were other issues at play. And now, fast forward 8 years, where Wisconsin is such a 50-50 state on a knife's edge, it is just astonishing to me that anyone around Michaels who should know better would allow him to make this degree of mistake where he punctures the brand that he has built, that he spent $12 million of his own money on ads. He was spending more than $1 million a week of his own money to run all these ads saying I can't be bought, saying I'm not for sale, I'm just out to represent you. And then the first thing he does as the Republican nominee for governor is go back on that promise. It's just astonishing to me.
Is he surrounded by pros? I mean, is he surrounded by people who have been doing this for decades?
It is increasingly clear that he is surrounded by people from the Trump universe. In fact, just today, he announced another new hire, his communications director. I'm blanking on her name at the moment, comes from Trump world. And so, you know, listen, that there are echoes of Donald Trump here. Right. He said he couldn't be bought.
He was a wealthy man.
He's going to put some money in. He's going to pay for it himself. And then what do we know? What has the January 6th committee told us? Trump is just running. You know, he is sucking people dry one $10 contribution at a time. And let me tell you, he's also raising the big bucks. He did that through things like the Presidential Inaugural Committee. And so Donald Trump obviously backed Tim Michaels in the primary. I would argue it was a big reason why Michaels won. And clearly the similarities don't end there, right? You have two gentlemen with a long career in business who have extraordinary amounts of wealth, no experience in government whatsoever. and who would like people to believe something about them, which is that they can't be bought. But by their own actions and choices and decisions in their campaigns are making clear that that's not the whole story. There's more to it when you get to the, you know, the dollars and cents of it. It's just, it's surprising. If you're surprised, if you have a reaction, I'd love to hear your takes. You can call 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY, and join the political party here. If not, we're going to keep on rolling. Ron Johnson is another one of these politicians who, now that I'm thinking about it and talking about it, I realize he has put some of his own money into his races as well, but he has also raised money from others. Although I think he was more the Mary Burke approach, where he never suggested
that he would do it all himself.
That he could do it all himself.
Yeah.
And so just wild times. I mean, listen, it's going to be an expensive race for governor, whether Tim Michaels spends another dime of his own money or not. One of the things I think you got to wonder about is whether he's seeing some writing on the wall in these early poll numbers and is going, maybe this isn't the investment that I thought it was. You know, there was a lot of belief that this was going to be a phenomenal year for Republicans politically. And what's happened is the political environment is kind of evolving and changing, you know, as we speak. We saw, I think this really got kicked off in Kansas.
Yes.
Where after the Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, settled law for nearly 50 years in this country, women particularly, but also independent voters who didn't have any other reason to go out and vote in that election, came out and soundly rejected a change to Kansas law concerning access to reproductive health care. And subsequently, you've seen gas prices are falling. In fact, I saw this morning that every single day this summer, the average price of a gallon of gas has gone down. Every single day.
Wow.
There's never been a day where it stayed the same or ticked back up. Gas prices are falling. That's good for the Democratic Party. We see legislative wins for President Biden, including, as we discussed earlier, the bipartisan gun safety bill, the bipartisan infrastructure law, now the Inflation Reduction Act, which does everything from pay down the deficit to make energy and healthcare more affordable to, you know, turbocharging the economic development around utility scale clean energy projects for the next 10 years. The taking out of an Al-Qaeda leader who had managed to escape justice for nearly 20 years, more than 20 years, Ayman al-Zawahiri, was taken out at President Biden's order in Afghanistan, I think answering, and it was sort of close to the one-year anniversary of the withdrawal from Afghanistan. So the political environment is getting better for all of those reasons. In the next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about the particulars of that and what that means and why it's so important. But I just wonder if that's part of the calculus here for Tim Michaels, who said he wasn't going to be bought, couldn't be bought, wasn't going to take any money. He was going to do it all himself. He's going to have this really low contribution limit where if you wanted to support him, okay, well, $500, like
that's not too much.
Nobody's going to turn an eye on that, right?
Right.
But man, to do an about face the very night you win your election and say, just kidding, I'm going to raise $20,000 contributions at a time, go into supportive organizations, these trade groups, and saying, hey, I need you to go raise, you know, bundle a bunch of these $20,000 contributions for me. It is just wild. And you know what? It's nobody's fault but Tim Michaels and his campaign.
Can I ask one thing? Can we get a better euphemism for bundling than bundling? Because I'm sure there's got to be something that's, I don't know, has a little more sting to it.
I'll work on that.
Okay.
I'll work on that. Hopefully my comms brain can lock in and do that. Come on back. This is As Goes Wisconsin, post-wedding edition, with your fill-in host, not as good as the original host. I'm Joe Zepecki. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Yeah.